Track 13, Hypochondria, OCD, and Phobias. On the last track, we discussed three aspects of depression in BDD clients. These aspects of depression in BDD clients included similarities, differences, and feelings of worthlessness. On this track, we will examine three disorders that are similar to BDD. These three disorders that are similar to BDD include hypochondria, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and social phobia. The first aspect of hypochondria and its relation to BDD is bodily fears. Both of these disorders carry with them an irrational fear of bodily illness or defective bodily appearance. As you already know, hypochondriacs are convinced that any negative symptoms they experience are a product of an illness. Many times, they will exaggerate the severity of the symptoms, just as BDD clients often do. Hypochondriacs become increasingly concerned with their somatic symptoms and will skew their own symptoms. These fears are irrational, but cannot be dissuaded by rational arguments. Like BDD, no matter how many times they are told that their condition is non-existent or negligible, the clients continuously disregard these arguments and return to their obsessive behavior. Carl, age 28, was a hypochondriacal client who had been to the hospital 37 times in the past 9 years. He recognized that his behavior was irrational, but he could not overpower his obsessions with a rational argument. He stated, "I finally decided to get some help after I saw my medical bills. At first, I always said you can't put a price on peace of mind. So I would go to the hospital, confirm I wasn't sick, and that was supposed to make me feel better. But it never did. I found a new pain in my elbow or a stitch in my side that might be cancer. I know I annoy the doctors and nurses at the hospital, but what am I supposed to do? I think about my health at least 12 hours a day." As you can see, Carl's hypochondria is similar to the other BDD clients' obsessions that you've heard about on previous tracks. Excessive preoccupation with a perceived malady becomes the all-consuming object of the client's thoughts. However, BDD clients are not focused on somatic symptoms, but rather their appearance, which clearly distinguishes them from hypochondriacs. Think of your Carl. How is his or her hypochondria similar to his or her BDD? The second disorder, similar to BDD, is obsessive-compulsive disorder. As you have probably conjectured already, clients with BDD often share similarities to clients with OCD. Most especially, BDD clients and OCD clients share the characteristic of rituals, responding to an inner anxiety, whether about appearance or a generalized anxiety. These clients will resort to his or her rituals. For BDD clients, this could be mirror checking or reassurance seeking. For OCD clients, this could be tapping the table 3 times or spinning in circles to ward off the anxiety. However, BDD clients' rituals are never exactly the same. OCD clients, on the other hand, usually have a standard for their ritual, and that ritual must be performed perfectly. For instance, a tapping ritual might be an exact number, and a checking ritual may have to go in a certain order in order to alleviate the panic. In addition, clients with OCD have a number of fears that they have to deal with. They may be a catastrophizer or an obsessive cleaner. However, the BDD client specifies his or her obsession into one preoccupation. Rarely does a BDD client have more than one obsession. Rather, a BDD client will go from one obsession to the next without compounding them. Randall, age 41, was preoccupied with the position of his eyes. Karen, age 37, was an obsessive-compulsive client who had a fear of germs, a preoccupation with cleanliness, and a fear of the outdoors. Obviously, their functionality varied consistently. Randall, who would spend hours in front of the mirror, actually had a higher level of functionality than Karen. Karen could not leave the house for a great amount of time and needed constant feelings of security in order to prevent a complete panic attack. Her rituals took up most of her day, and she did not have an existent social life. Think of your Karen and Randall. How do these two compare? In addition to bodily fears and obsessive-compulsive disorder, the third disorder similar to BDD is social phobia. Social phobia, also known as social anxiety disorder, is characterized by an excessive fear of social or performance situations in which the client is exposed to unfamiliar people or to scrutiny by others. The client also fears that he or she may do something embarrassing or humiliating. Studies have shown that untreated people with BDD tend to be introverted and have high levels of social anxiety and distress. Like clients with social phobia, many clients with BDD try to avoid social situations because they cause anxiety and distress. However, a key difference is that repetitive behaviors, or rituals, are a prominent feature of BDD, but not social phobia. In fact, some people with BDD consider these rituals to be their most distressing and problematic symptom. Beatrice, age 35, had not left her house in 13 years. At first, her friends and family believed that she had social phobia. However, when I asked her why she hadn't left her house in so long, Beatrice stated, "It's not that I'm afraid of people, it's that I'm afraid of what they will think of me." I asked her what she thought that was. Beatrice stated, "I think they will think that I'm ugly. I have a very misshapen mouth, which doesn't look good smiling or frowning. My face is just in constant scowl mode." As you can see, although Beatrice's symptoms appear similar to those of social phobia, the motives behind the symptoms are much different. Think of your Beatrice. Are his or her symptoms closer to social phobia or BDD? What are his or her motives? I will present the techniques I use for clients like Randall and Beatrice on the next track. On this track, we discussed three disorders that are similar to BDD. These three disorders that are similar to BDD included hypochondria, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and social phobia. On the next track, we will discuss four more techniques that I have found beneficial in treating clients with BDD. These four techniques include mirror retraining, habit reversal, mindfulness, and refocusing. Question 13. What are three disorders that are similar to BDD?